President Biden's infrastructure plan includes $20 billion to reconnect urban neighborhoods fractured by interstate highways built decades ago with little thought given to the people who lived along their routes. The White House singles out a few prime examples of that inequity, including the Claiborne Expressway in New Orleans. For years, residents have called for its removal, and Amy Stelly is one of them. She's co-founder of a group called the Claiborne Avenue Alliance, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And tell me about this highway and how it fits or doesn't fit into your neighborhood.
Well, the highway, otherwise known as the bridge in New Orleans, that's our favorite name for it, doesn't fit into the community. And it was actually rammed through Treme and parts of the 7th Ward back in the late 60s. And what it did was completely severed the community and just eradicated affordable housing in the 7th Ward neighborhood. So it really did a lot of damage to two communities that are famous in New Orleans.
What's it look like, and what's it like to live so close to it?
Well, it's ugly, and it's dirty, and it's an environmental hazard. When we have torrential rains here, the water comes off of the highway in sheets, and that water is very hot and dirty, and the interstate has not been maintained in all of its life. So the waterproofing is gone, and the dirty water comes through the deck. So you can get rained on as you walk under the bridge, as we love to call it. So it's a real menace. Not only that, it causes vibration, the air pollution. My home vibrates from the heavy truck traffic on the interstate.
What was the neighborhood like before that highway was put in? I understand that Claiborne Avenue used to be a vibrant street. It was lined with oak trees that were cut down to put the road in.
Yes, it was beautiful. There are people who are older than me who have very fond memories of the vibrancy of the neighborhood. It was the commercial center for Black New Orleans at a time when Black people could not shop on Canal Street because New Orleans, like the rest of the South, was segregated. So Claiborne was the place to go. We celebrated Mardi Gras. And one of the most painful things is that the beautiful stands of oak trees were bulldozed on Ash Wednesday, the day after Mardi Gras. So it was a real stab to the heart of the Black community, painful memory.
You've been talking about this for years, and then all of a sudden, President Biden's infrastructure plan comes out, and it specifically singles out this stretch of highway in your neighborhood as an example of unjust infrastructure. What did you think when you heard that? Were you surprised?
I was floored. I have to tell you, I was floored and overjoyed to hear, number one, that my work has been recognized because I have been very vocal about the removal of the highway. But more importantly, very happy that the Biden administration is now sensitive to the inequity that this has caused in many, many Black communities around the nation.
Well, the White House hasn't said how the money in the plan could be used. We don't even know if it's going to get through Congress, and it's going to be expensive no matter what. So what is your vision for it? What would you do with this thing?
I would totally remove it. There has been discussion of removing ramps, and that simply won't work. In order for Treme and the 7th Ward to be made whole again, the elevated highway has to be removed because we can't have that many cars and that much pollution. We can fix our transportation issues by just using the boulevards and putting in good, efficient transit.
But a lot of people use that stretch of I-10. Would you propose getting rid of it altogether or put it underground or what? Because wouldn't it create other problems if you just bulldozed it?
Well, we can't put a highway underground here because
right,
the
world,
land is too soft. We are swamp. And actually, that was tried for the riverfront. And not long ago, the initial part of the tunnel that was built collapsed. This would have to be totally removed, the boulevard rebuilt. And we have had a traffic study that shows that the traffic can be effectively dispersed.
If you zoom out from your neighborhood, you could see cases like this in cities all over, where highways were put into the poorest neighborhoods, and they've had to suffer from the consequences ever since. What does your neighborhood, Treme, have to teach us about that?
Well, Treme is a poster child to show you what disinvestment looks like. The highway destroyed a lot. The businesses moved out. We have a lot of vacant lots, a lot of abandoned structures. The reinvestment in the neighborhood is slow, but we need to make sure as things speed up again that it's done through a lens of equity.
Amy Stelly of the Claiborne Avenue Alliance talking about her years-long effort to get a stretch of I-10 demolished. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.